Let me vest in front of you first. Now you have seen what transformation is. This is our theme. Sometimes a simple vestment vested on a person transforms a person. Can you imagine if God is the one vesting you with grace? Can you imagine if God is the one vesting you with a blessing, a particular blessing, a particular charisma? How it will transform you. If a simple vestment could transform a priest, grace from God, charisms from God can totally transform any person. I'm sure some of you, when I was processing inside, said, oh my, Father, forget to vest properly. In our gospel today, in Luke chapter 9, verse 28 to 36, we hear of the transfiguration of Jesus before Peter, James, and John. They have seen the glory of Jesus. And the scripture describes this, he was transformed and his clothes were dazzling white. Dazzling white. And they were awed. And then they heard a voice saying, this is my chosen son. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. In baptism, there was also a voice saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Thank you. But here, this is God's revelation of who this person is, trying to strengthen the faith of Peter, James, and John. Because the gospel that preceded this gospel today is the gospel of the confession of Peter. And the structure of the confession of Peter is the confession. After that, the passion prediction. And then the call to discipleship. But because of the passion prediction, the disciples of Jesus started to be afraid. And they started to question, did they made the right choice of following Jesus? Because they thought that he was the powerful Messiah. They thought that he was the political Messiah. They thought that he will be the one that will liberate them from the clutches of the Roman Empire. And even from the clutches of the evil one. But how can the Messiah be subjected to a cruel death as defined by the first passion prediction? So that when that happened, immediately after that, verse 27 was the last verse of the confession of Peter. Verse 28 to 36 of Luke's chapter 9 tells us of the transfiguration. We have been discussing the book that we have given this past 1 month, Leaving the Mass. And at the beginning of that book, it says that one of the important habits of a highly successful person is the beginning that looks towards the end. For the disciples of Jesus to be strengthened because of the coming passion of Jesus, they had to see the glory, the end, where Jesus is going. That will help them strengthen their faith when the time comes. Imagine Jesus was always saying, my hour has not yet come. That hour will come when Jesus will be taken away, tried, convicted, and crucified, and eventually put to death, die on the cross. When that hour came, Jesus wanted the disciples to be strong and to remember what he did before. To remember that there is glory after the crucifixion. There is glory after suffering. Transformation. One of the important lessons that we can get in our gospel today, to experience transformation, listen to him. Listen to him. Sometimes we are quick to act. Sometimes we are quick to say something. Sometimes we are quick to make judgments. Sometimes we are quick to make criticisms. There was a little girl who had two apples in her hands. And the mother saw the apples. And in a sweet voice said, "My daughter, can I have one of the apples?" The daughter smiled at her. Take a quick bite on the first apple, and then took another quick bite on the second apple. The mother could not hide her frustration. The mother could not hide her sadness. And then the girl looked at the mother and smiling said, "Mom, take this. This is sweeter." See? One moment, the mother was so angry. One moment, the mother was so frustrated. One moment, the mother was so disappointed with her daughter. But after listening, a simple words that says, "Mom, take this. This is sweeter," completely transformed the mother. She started to smile in her face and started to feel the joy in her heart. That is transformation, brothers and sisters. That is why it is important to listen. When God said, "This is my chosen son," listen to him. Don't be too quick to make actions before you listen to God. Don't be too quick to make decisions before you listen what God has to say. Don't make quick judgments before you ever consider what God has to say and what will be the will of God. Listen to him. Listen to him. Second point, clean and green. Clean and green. We always have clean and green. It applies to nature that we want a clean and green. But do you know that the soul also should have clean and green, should experience clean and green? For transformation to happen, a soul must be cleansed, must be clean, in order for the soul to experience transformation. Live a clean life. Live loving more. And I guarantee you, you will experience transformation. Sometimes we want to experience theological concepts and theological calisthenics so that we will understand the mysteries of God. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. Even if you don't know the teachings of the church, even if you don't know many of the doctrines and theologies of the church, if you just know how to love, and if you just try to live a clean life. Do you know what green means? Life. That is why clean and green is very important in the life and in the soul of the person. Cleansing of the soul allows the soul to breathe and to experience what the soul really is. It came from God, and it will go back to God. This morning I said, during Ash Wednesday, we experienced the signing of the ashes. And one of the formula is, repent and believe the gospel. But the other formula is, from dust you came, and from dust you shall return. Know that each soul in us came from God. It came from God, and it should return to God. Don't allow it to return to another place. Good thing if it will be returned to sender. It will never be. The devil will be just so happy to have us. In fact, the devil will have a welcome party for us. But that's not our place. Our place, a clean soul and a life full of soul, is heaven. Transformation, brothers and sisters. Transfiguration, my brothers and sisters. Change, my brothers and sisters, is here and now. It's not something in the future. It's not something that is so far. It is here and now. But we have to change now. Listen to Him. Clean and green. Remember to cleanse, constantly cleanse our soul. And green to give life back to our soul.